Mary's eyes grow wide as he walks around his desk to Mary, smacking the ruler against his hand. I'm going to run a quick errand, Mary Catherine. I want you in the corner while I'm gone. When I come back, I want to hear a different story, or we'll be getting to the bottom of things in a more hands-on way. That clear, young lady? She nods, gasping. He steers her into the corner and walks out of the room, shutting the door behind her. Her lip is quivering slightly as she stands in the corner. This is so unfair, she thinks. I'm about to get a spanking when I didn't even do anything. The minutes tick by, and all too soon the dean returns and gets her to stand in front of his desk. Anything you'd like to add to your story, Mary Catherine? She shakes her head, her eyes closed, pushing against her tooth. He sighs. Fine. Come over here, young lady, and let's get this over with. She walks to his side of the desk, and he moves his chair back, patting his lap. Okay, Mary. Over my knee. Mary awkwardly lies across his lap, closing her eyes. She groans as she feels him pull up the hem of her skirt, tuck it into her waistband. She feels the ruler resting across her regulation weight briefs. He taps her bottom gently. Last chance to change your mind, Mary. She shakes her head. It's bad enough to be spanked for something she didn't do. She wasn't about to lie and say she did it as well. She wouldn't give him the satisfaction. She hears the ruler being placed on his desk and feels his finger at the base of her spine as it hooks into the waistband of her panties. I'm sorry, this is necessary, Mary Catherine. She turns red, gasping as her panties are lowered to her knees. Silent tears start to fall down her face. It's so embarrassing that he means to spank her on the bare. Smack! The first spank comes down. The flat of his hand on her small bottom. She's so tiny that his hand nearly covers an entire cheek. Smack! 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 He begins with slow, firm hand spanking. By the end, he plans to use the ruler, but he wants to make sure her bottom is properly warmed first. It doesn't take long before her bottom is a uniform medium pink. Smack, smack, ow, ow. Mary's legs kick. She's still protesting her innocence. No, you're not being fair. I didn't do it. Ow! Smack, smack, whap! His hand stills. Mary, I saw you pushing around that candy in your mouth with your tongue. I know you think it's easy to fool me, young lady, but it's not. She gasps as he picks up the ruler and taps her warmed bottom. That's what they thought. They thought her loose tooth was a candy she was trying to hide. It's not what you think, she gasps. No, please, I can explain, Dean. You had a chance to change your story, Mary. Now it's time to learn lying isn't something St. Francis girls do. You've got 12 coming, and I want you to count them off. Whap! Mary's head raises, and she cries out sharply. Oh, ow! One! Smack! Two! Smack! Crack! Whap! Three, four, five. This is the first time Andy has used the ruler on one of his girls, and judging by the color on Mary's small cheeks and the amount of squirming she's doing across his lap, at the moment he'd have to say the small punishment stick is as effective as Tim promised him it would be. Crack. Six. Smack. Smack. Seven. Eight. Smack, crack, whap. Nine. Ten. Oh, more. 11. And he draws back once more and brings the ruler down on the very center of Mary's tender sit spot. Oh, ow, ow. God, 12. She goes flying off his lap, her sore left hand as well as her right one rubbing her bottom furiously. Her panties are tangled around her ankles, slipping as she stood, and her face is red and streaked with tears. She closes her eyes and bounces up and down on her toes. Through her discomfort, she hears the dean telling her to raise her panties to return to the other side of the desk. Tearfully, she complies, gasping as her small panties cling to her well-spanked cheeks. Now, young lady, are you ready to tell me a story, I believe? Or do we need to repeat this tonight before bedtime? Mary gasps loud, a fresh stream of tears beginning to fall. She shakes her head. He looks at her. God, I've never seen such a stubborn little girl, he thinks. Usually a good spanking combined with the threat of another got them talking. He looks hard at her. I mean what I say, Mary, so you might want to rethink your decision to keep quiet. I can't believe you'd want another spanking. She shakes her head, her tongue pushing, pushing, pop! Her tooth comes out and rolls into the side of her cheek. As much as she deserves it, he doesn't like the thought of spanking her a second time tonight. He decides to end it, right here and now. Okay, that's enough, Mary, he says in the same quiet tone he had that he lectured her earlier with. I want you to spit out whatever it is you have in your mouth, and I mean this instant. Is that clear? Mary looks at him, an odd look on her face. Slowly, she puts her hand in her mouth and spits, closing her hand tightly over the contents. Open your hand, Mary, he says, looking at her sternly. She uncurls her fingers and he looks down, a frown coming to his face. It's not candy, it's a tooth. His gaze softens immediately and he says gently, Mary, is that what was in your mouth this whole time? Why didn't you just say so when Sister Constance and I asked? She looks at him, embarrassed. I didn't realize for the longest time that's what made you think I was eating candy again. It's been loose for nearly a week and I've been wriggling it to try to make it fall out. It wasn't until you were nearly done spanking me that I realized that's what made you think I was lying. I didn't know what to do. It finally just fell out a minute ago. She looks at her shoes, her bottom still smarting. Andy walks around the desk and gives Mary Catherine a big hug and a kiss on the forehead, stroking her hair. Can you forgive me for not believing you, Mary? He asks. Mary Catherine looks up at him and nods, a small smile coming to her face. Sure, Dean. I wouldn't have believed me either after catching you with candy so many times. He laughs. Well, that had something to do with it, but you've never given me a reason to think you were lying. I can't take back your spanking today, but I can say I'm sorry and promise that next time I'll listen before making a snap judgment. Mary nods. She knows that Sister Constance, or probably anyone else, wouldn't have apologized. I forgive you, Dean, she says with an earnest innocence to her voice. He hugs her again. This Dean thing was going to take some getting used to, he thought. He walks her to the door, noticing she already has a slight bounce back in her step, though he knows her bottom must still smart. Good. Now, don't forget to put that tooth under your pillow tonight so the tooth fairy can visit. She turns at the door, laughing. There's no such thing, Dean. Everybody knows that. I've always known that. I never got anything from the tooth fairy in my life except a toothache. Humor me, Mary, okay? I personally still believe in the tooth fairy. She always brought me something good when I lost a tooth. She nods, laughing. It's silly, she thinks, but she knows he's trying to make her laugh to forget her spanking, so she decides to play along. Mary and Mandy climb into their beds that night after they turn the lights off, and Mary slips her tooth under her pillow. She doesn't want Mandy to know she's doing something so childish. She gets teased enough about being a little girl as it is. They drift off to sleep, and in the middle of the night, the tooth fairy pays a little visit. In the morning, Mandy heads off to the bathroom, leaving Mary stretching in bed. Alone, Mary slips her hand under her pillow to pull out the tooth before Mandy comes back and sees it. Her hand touches something smooth and round. Closing around it, she pulls it out and opens her hand, a big smile coming to her face. A shiny new silver dollar is resting in her palm. Mandy comes back in as Mary is still staring at the coin. Hey, where'd you get that? She asks. Mary smiles. Tooth fairy. Mandy laughs. The tooth fairy? That's a good one, Mary. You're such a little girl sometimes. Mary turns bright red, starts to protest. I am not a little... voice dies out. You know what? Maybe I still am. Come on, hurry up and get dressed. I'll race you to breakfast. With that, Mary jumps out of bed and hurries to the bathroom, the silver dollar still pressed in her hand.